Barack Obama's on the defensive over his policy on Iraq. The presumed Democratic presidential nominee gave the impression yesterday he might be rethinking his pledge to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq within 16 months of taking office. Obama was speaking at a town hall meeting in North Dakota about his upcoming trip to Iraq.
And when I go to Iraq and I have a chance to talk to some of the commanders on the ground, I'm sure I'll have more information and we'll continue to refine my policies.
Critics pounced. They accused him of changing his position for political gain. George Packer writes about Obama's Iraq problem in the current issue of The New Yorker. And George, one of the defining themes of Barack Obama's primary campaign was a clear and simple policy on Iraq. It was get out. But things are more complicated than that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I think that Obama cornered himself, maybe unnecessarily, with a hard and fast troop withdrawal plan that he stuck to throughout the primary. I mean, it may well have been what elevated him over Hillary Clinton. But as the primaries went on, Iraq began to stabilize, and he had to have seen that that plan, which he unveiled last September, was going to become something of a weight around his neck because it no longer seemed to fit the situation in Iraq. And that's what I wrote about in The New Yorker.
And in that article, you mentioned a think tank called the Center for a New American Security. It's got close ties to the Obama campaign. They argue against any timetable for withdrawal, pushing instead for what they call conditional engagement. And that strategy seems to be the way Obama is now headed. Explain what conditional engagement means.
Conditional engagement basically means you don't threaten to withdraw unless things reach certain benchmarks. Instead, you engage with the Iraqi government and use the leverage of American troops who are there to get the Iraqi government to perform better. And at the same time, use that leverage to initiate a region-wide diplomatic initiative. It basically says that conditions are more important than engaging or disengaging regardless. Bush is engaging without conditions. Some on the left would disengage without conditions. That plan says, no, we should engage, but we should engage based on certain conditions.
Let's hear how Obama presented his arguments at the town hall meeting yesterday in Fargo, North Dakota.
My position has not changed, but keep in mind what that original position was. I've always said that I would listen to commanders on the ground. I've always said that the pace of withdrawal would be dictated by the safety and security of our troops and the need to maintain stability.
Do you think, George Packer, that Barack Obama can present that in a way that doesn't appear to be Barack Obama changing his mind?
It's difficult because we live in a political culture where any change of position is immediately derided as a waffle or a flip-flop or a sign of weakness or pandering. In this case, I mean, what would the Republicans have him do? Would they have him ignore the progress that's been made in Iraq that they've made so much of? And if there are people on the left and on the right who attack him for a change of position, I think he's going to have to aggressively reply that his thinking has changed because the facts have changed and that that's the sign of leadership and of competent executive authority.
I mean, after criticism from Republicans yesterday, Obama has said that whatever he finds in his upcoming visit to Iraq, the 16-month timetable for withdrawing combat troops will not be affected. If Obama thinks it's necessary to leave certain things open for refinement, how can he continue to be explicit about the 16-month commitment? It sounds either contradictory or just brazenly political.
I have the same question. That second press conference he gave was sort of surprising to me because it seemed as if he had just contradicted himself, as you say, and it's hard to know how you can both be open to a change in strategy depending on conditions next January and stick to a hard and fast timetable for withdrawal. The two just cannot coexist in the same universe, and I think eventually Obama's going to have to choose because the two are irreconcilable.
George Packer, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.